Well, I'm just going to give a brief introduction and overview of discipleship groups, and it'll become more apparent what that is about when we get into it. I want to read you a scripture, 1 Peter 2:5. You also are living stones, are being built as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So, in a sense, that's a description of all of us in relationship with God and relationship with each other. So we have a blueprint that contains the substance and structure of who God has called us to be here as a church. A blueprint is like an architect's plan, if you like. It shows us what it is that God is building with the living stones, which basically are us. So it's our relational connections that enable the blueprint to be at work. It isn't an organization. It's not a mechanical thing. It has to be a relational thing. Everything about God's kingdom is relational. So that's our blueprint, and it has God at the center. It has a governmental structure of Venture 3, 7, 12, and all the different mountains, different spheres that God's given us to outwork our kingdom expression of who he is as a church. Another description of 1 Peter 2:5 in another version, the mirror version, says this: likewise, you yourselves are living stones, co-quickened in his resurrection. So we wouldn't even be alive without his resurrection and what he did for us on the cross, and are co-constructed and seamlessly joined into a spiritual house. You are a priestly people, separated to offer spiritual sacrifices, reflecting God's total approval of Jesus Christ. Everything that was prophetically mirrored in the shadow tabernacle of Israel has finally found its relevance in Jesus Christ. He fully unveils the real deal. The temple and the priestly order and the people are all one in him, and that's us. And he wants us to be the real deal. And he wants us to actually be a full expression of who he is. Ephesians 1:23, the church is his body, the completeness of his being that fills all in all resides in us. God cannot make himself more visible or exhibit himself more accurately, both through Jesus who is here and now through Jesus who is in us. And we are now his body expressing that on the earth. So God wants each of us as the church, the ecclesia here, to represent him and his love to the world by being joined together relationally in love. So it's as we're in relationship with one another and him that the world will be able to see the wonder of who he is and the full expression of that love and everything that he's about. So we're encouraging everyone to seek God, to hear God for themselves. So we don't put people into positions. God calls people, and we want everyone to hear God for themselves, to see as where they fit as living stones relationally within the ecclesia here. The ecclesia is obviously not a building. It's not an organization, but it's people who relate with each other as living stones within a heavenly blueprint. And the actual word ecclesia, which is a Greek word, and it's more accurate than church, because church isn't a Greek word, and church is an English or Anglo-Saxon word, which actually doesn't have the same meaning. But we use church all the time, which doesn't really reflect what it is that God wants us to be. So the word ecclesia comes from ek, which is a preposition, always denoting origin, and ecclesia, which comes from the word kaleo, to identify by name, to surname. Therefore, the church is his redeemed image, a likeness in human form. So it's God's likeness in human form on the earth, together in relationship. So we are to be Jesus with skin on, to reach a damaged, hurting world with love. So we have received two scrolls, fiery scrolls, which were heavenly mandates. A scroll, which for a billionfold harvest, a scroll for a Joshua generation. And we've accepted our responsibility for fulfilling our part in God's plan for those things. But how are we going to fulfill our mandate? The authorization that was to be given, how are we going to do it? Because it really would help us to know. So the fiery scrolls for the harvest, but how can we reach people? How can we prepare to be a storehouse ready to receive a harvest? Because you don't want the harvest wasted. How will we prepare and be ready to equip that harvest for their inheritance and destiny in God when they come? And all these are questions which we're going to look to answer through our understanding of discipleship and discipleship groups. So our mountains And mountains will seem a funny word for some people, but in the Bible, they just mean spheres of authority. Those mountains are going to help us outwork our blueprint. The mountains are our spheres of authority and kingdom influence that we've been given in our blueprint. We didn't invent them. God gave them to us. And these are the areas that we've been given jurisdiction over in a judicial sense. And we're going to be using those things to fulfill our mandate. That's what God has given us. So we're going to use that. Now, there has to be an earthing out of our heavenly spheres government. Otherwise, what's the point? If it doesn't affect the earth in any way, if it doesn't affect people, then all we're doing is spiritual things with no earthly use. So we need to know how to earth that out. Well, the kingdom of God operates through discipleship relationships. That's what Jesus did when he came. He established relationship with people called his disciples. And actually, all of us are still his disciples today if we follow him. So how did Jesus establish discipleship relations? Small groups. He gathered a group of 12 and other people together, and they met together, and he taught them, and he lived with them, and he encouraged them. So our small groups are going to be representative of our mountains, our spheres of authority. So we are arranging and aligning ourselves in these groups to help us fulfill our mandates and blueprint. Each mountain, you know, each group representing that mountain will help us facilitate relationship, discipleship, and help us increase and expand our governmental influence. We would like everyone to obviously participate in this as a living stone, so that everyone has their part, their destiny, helping us fulfill God's blueprint within a group. Because Jesus used those groups, and he's calling us to come together as groups to help us fulfill what God wants us to do. So discipleship groups are going to help us to be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, overcome and rule, which is the Genesis 1:28 mandate for sonship, essentially the purpose. So as we engage God together in groups, we can help support and encourage each other, help find and fulfill our destinies, both individually and corporately. And as we individually find who we are, our identity, engaged more in our deeper relationship with God, it will enable us in that relationship with Jesus and each other to fulfill our overall purpose. We can't do it individually on our own. It has to be done together. So how are these groups going to be structured? How are we going to do this? Well, as we asked God to show us, he basically showed us that he already had given us a pattern in the Bible to help us do this. So God, when he brought a whole load of people out of Egypt, they were a bit of a rabble, and they had a slavery mentality. And God wanted to do something about that. So what did he do? Well, he formed them into families, clans, and tribes to give them identity and relationship and purpose. And that helped somewhat. He also gave them some order to restore their identity and purpose. They'd been 400 years slaves, and now he was calling them to be in a relationship with him, which was very different. So in the Old Testament, this was what they did. They set out the camp around God in the center, and they had three tribes on each side. And actually, each side had an emblem that represented the main tribe, and that was the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man, which was where we see the first representation of the four faces of God. And in the New Testament, in the New Jerusalem, in Revelation, it describes the family of God, the bride of Christ, the New Jerusalem, having 12 tribes being arranged in the same pattern around that on each side of the New Jerusalem. So that's really what we're going to look to try and accomplish. But don't sort of focus too much on that, because it's about groups who come together. So our 12 mountains are going to be aligned for relationship, purpose, growth, destiny. Presently, we've got 10 mountains, and we believe God's going to give us two more so that we can become 10 groups and eventually 12 groups. So there are two more going to come. So God wants to arrange our mountains into groups that will have become families, clans, and eventually tribes as we see a harvest come in. Now, that harvest of a billionfold represents about 20% of the population. So think of 20% of the population around this area, and we have quite a number of people who God is going to draw, and we're going to reach to be able to connect people together and eventually form a city of refuge or an embassy of heaven, which is a wider sphere of our, in our whole area. So 10 current mountains: good news, freedom, health, harmony, blessing, media, enterprise, far, exchange, seven, or destiny. And I'll explain that a bit later why I've called it destiny. And two others. So we're going to start off with a minimum of four groups, depending on how many people want to be in each group. Each one of them is going to be connected to the four faces of God, which is lion, ox, eagle, man. And we have the flags set out here on the floor as a reminder of how those are set out. So each face will be made up of up to three groups, which are mountains. So these groups will meet together at first, all together at first, and eventually all form separate family discipleship groups as we grow. So each of the current mountains have identified with one of the four faces. So we asked the current mountain benches to seek God. So where do you feel that you're called to be within this pattern? So eventually, the three groups will associate with each face. So the four faces represent the four heavenly governmental spectres of the order of Melchizedek. Now, you might not understand these words. Don't worry too much about it. The main thing is where you are drawn to connect yourself. So we have often we sing about Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. We talk about the lion, the ox, the eagle, the man. And that's really the lion, the kingly perspective of God's government, the ox, the prophetic perspective, the eagle, the apostolic perspective, and the man, the priestly perspective. And that makes up how God wants things to be ministered to on the earth as it is in heaven. So this is how the benches, when they sought God, saw how they would be arranged. So on the lion face, the exchange mountain and the enterprise mountain, on the ox face, the blessing mountain and the health mountain, the eagle face, the freedom mountain, freedom apostolic resources mountain and the media mountain, and on the man face, good news, harmony, destiny, seven. So every mountain has produced a prospectus or a brochure, and that's going to advertise what the heart of that group is about and what the heart of the mountain's about, so that everyone can get a perspective of what that is, and everyone will have something like that, and you'll be able to take those away today and have a closer look at them. They will eventually become part of our belonging booklet and will also be on the website, so anyone who becomes part of the church will be able to see what all the different groups are about and to see where they feel that they fit within them. So that will help everyone resonate. What I mean resonate, it means when your spirit hears something, sees something, feels something, or senses something, you get excited about it. It's something stirs in you and you think, ooh, I really like that. I'm drawn to that. I'm interested in that. And so we want to give people an opportunity of seeing where they might be interested. Now, of course, our destinies grow in understanding and nature. So this isn't like a lifetime thing. Because at the beginning of something, you may feel, well, I'm drawn there. But as you get to know yourself, your identity, and who Jesus called you to be, you may feel, oh, I actually feel more connected to there. And that might be in the same face, or it might even be in a different face. This isn't something we're going to enforce. It's something we want to encourage people to participate in. So current mountains and their benches. Good news is Deb and Emma. Freedom is Graham, Hazel, and Dan. The health mountain is Becky. You'll notice that there may be some vacancies on some of these mountains, and we'd actually like you to think about that if God wants you to be participating in each of those things as well. Harmony, Sam, Alice, and Karen. Blessing, Joe and Trish. Mark Media, Mark, Jeremy, and Val Trout. Enterprise, Nigel, Joe Hill, Dave. Far Mountain, Jeremy, me and Val Trout, the exchange, Hazel and Pat, and Destiny Mountain, no one yet. But hopefully, again, people will be drawn to see how they might participate in that. So there are vacancies in lots of these things. You know, God wants us to have people connecting. So today you may even feel, oh, I actually want to go beyond just being part of a group. I think I might be called even to participate in the government of those groups or mountains. So be open for God to reveal that to you. So each mountain will give a short 3-minute presentation. Who's got the bell? That's going to showcase the vision and heart of the group and how that group will function within the context of the mountain. You can take away a brochure. There'll be a pack of brochures to give away today, so everyone will have an opportunity to read them, look at them, and then next week there will be an opportunity of meeting each group, talking, asking any questions you want with a view of which group I would like to be part of. So if you resonate with a particular group or even with a face of God, you can choose which would you like to be part of. And next week we'll give people an opportunity of signing up, and over the next few weeks to see, you know, where you want to fit. Again, it's not final. It's like, it may be you just want to discover some more, so engage. I think this is a real great opportunity to become living stones relationally and be ready for what's coming and what God is going to do in the future. So we're ready to be able to receive harvest, disciple that harvest, equip and raise up a Joshua generation to fulfill God's kingdom purpose. Okay, so who's going to go first? I think it was Hazel. Yeah, I think she's... There was a somewhat look of surprise on her face there, but I do think she did offer and volunteer.
Well, Pat and I are on the Exchange Mountain, and we prepared a brochure, which is will be handed out in a minute. And I've got 3 minutes, so who's timing? You'll talk fast. Anyway, the mandate of the Exchange Mountain is to introduce people to Jesus so that they can come into God's family and find their true identity and destiny in Him. And really, we want, as a mountain, to facilitate the people to come to Jesus and to know Him as their Lord and Saviour, and to exchange, literally, the old for the new, and so that they can walk in newness of life and in the blueprint and destiny that the Lord has given to them in order to fulfil their life's call and to sing the song that the Lord has given them so that they can join with others to actually produce that sound. So we want to inspire the other church mountains to release their different flavours so that they can help the wandering, lost, wandering, broken people to come and find Jesus and be restored. And then we really want to be in a position where we're enabling and helping people to be they're all mini exchanges. I expect you're aware of that. Mini exchanges, we all are. And so from our different mountains, because there are different mountains on the Exchange Mountain, each mountain has 7 different mountains, I expect you're aware. And from the different platforms of the mountains, then we really want to reach out to the lost, broken and hurting. So if you resonate with that, as far as your sense of wanting to be part of that, to reach out, to send out the call for people to come to know Jesus, then the Exchange Mountain is for you.
Nothing really, just we're excited about it. So if you can be excited, come and join us.
Okay. I'm handing on the baton to Mina.
Right, Enterprise. What are we endeavouring to do? What are we mandated to do? Okay, Enterprise by definition. Okay, so I've got a couple of definitions for Enterprise. It's an organisation, especially a business or a difficult and important plan, especially one that will earn money. Enterprise, it's a project undertaken or to be undertaken, especially one that is important or difficult, or that requires boldness or energy. Enterprise is a project or activity that involves many people and is often difficult. Personal quality, eagerness to do something new and clever despite any risks. You going to come and join us? Okay. Right. We are called to be pathfinders. We are called to guide to strike. Okay. The title pathfinders came from World War II, where they set a load of parachuters in. And what they did was they marked the drop zone or landing zone as a guide for the aircraft carrying the main force. So as Enterprise, it's a great endeavour. It's required us to take things beyond the safe, known and comfortable, and to venture into the unknown with God. We can take risks based on what God tells us to do. So what is Enterprise all about? You'll all want to know what's in my black bag, won't you?
Yeah.
Dave couldn't be here today, so he sent his little friend. In case you forget us, we're on the lion side. This sums us up, really, because actually we quite like to have a laugh, even though it's an endeavour. But we can be quite challenging. So, do you have a willingness to listen to God and do what he says? Ability to operate in faith and work through the challenges? A desire to take the blueprint out beyond freedom? A willingness to commit and be responsible and accountable? A willingness to be part of a team and fulfill a role at any level? Are you up for a challenge? So what is your destiny? Do you resonate with this? Qualifications are not needed. I'm here. Only a willingness. There is something for everyone. God is releasing dreams, ideas, and witty inventions. Do you have anybody? Do you have any? So I'm just going to quote William Booth and I'll finish. God loves with a great love the man whose heart is bursting with a passion for the impossible.
Okay, so my name is Jo, and Trish and I together we sit on the bench of the Blessing Mountain, but as you can see, she's not here. So, hello, Trish, wherever you are. So, to talk about blessing, I represent the Blessing Mountain. So it is to use a force that flows from the heavenly realms and releases fruit as a blessing to people's lives. The fruit, in turn, empowers people to prosper in all that they do, to have that luxury to make right choices because of the blessing. It means to do well, to be whole and complete in every area of our lives, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. It is God's favour and protection. So my heart and Trish's heart has always been to bless, to give away, to see that fruit in people's lives, be it time or money, friendship, or just to be hospitable. So I'm here to invite you to join our Blessing Mountain group, so that you too will be able to walk and operate in the flow of blessing. What we will do together is to step into the heavenly realms and seek God to see what he is saying about blessing. We will learn how to make prophetic declarations, do prophetic acts, call things into being, engage with the angels, make laws, and take hold of anything new and exciting that relates to blessing. By asking God, we expect him to give us plans and strategies that we can outwork here in the physical. Our spheres of authority under the Blessing Mountain are land, health, finance, resources, prosperity, and well-being. We are positioned on the side of the ox, which is the prophetic face of God, the revelation of God's word, and the truth which we stand on God's word to see it come to fruition in our lives. So the word of God says, Genesis 1:28, God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. In other words, to rule and reign as sons of God, to have control and to govern. First in our own lives and then over all your creation. God's word says that creation is longing for us, the sons of God, to be revealed so that it will be restored to what it once was. So if any of this resonates with you, you can see our brochure in the pack. And I'm very sorry that it's very green. I didn't expect it to be so green. But any questions you can ask me, or next week, you could ask Trish and I. So thank you for listening. So over to the lovely Becky.
Okay, well, I'm going to time myself there. So I'm going to talk about health. And I believe that health is about love. It's about God's love for us. Jesus died for us so that we could live in the fullness of life. And that really encompasses health. So health is a gift from God. And Jesus, when he died, he brought us into wholeness with God. And wholeness is nothing missing, nothing broken. So 3 John 1:2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper, be in good health, just as your soul prospers. So health is about the whole person. It's not just about our bodies, which is a good job. And it's about our spirit, our soul, and our body. But, you know, health is a tricky subject, really, because it's obvious, because most of us aren't living in health at the moment. And, you know, we may have had miracles, we may have experienced miracles, we may have even prayed for miracles and seen things happen. And we may have even prayed for God to intervene in situations, and maybe they didn't happen. So God's talking to us at the moment about changing the atmosphere in our lives and around us, so that we can administer life and take the health that is in heaven and the life that's in heaven and bring it down to earth, so that we can experience it in our own lives and be able to pass it on. And Matthew 10:8 says, "Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, so freely give." So we must pass it on. This is not about just having health for ourselves, it's about passing it on. So the areas on the health mountain that that God's given us are called life, wholeness, salvation, alignment and balance, harmony, strength and longevity, and light. So within those areas, God's given us a blueprint, if you like, a plan or a vision, however you want to call it. And within those things, we will heal the sick. We will engage with heaven and learn how to bring that atmosphere to earth so that we can heal the sick. We will help people to have a relationship with their Heavenly Father, because their spirit needs to come back into alignment with God. That's the healthiest thing for our spirits. And we will release life, and we will put an end to premature death. We will have healing rooms in order to accomplish some of this, either health surgeries, that kind of thing. We will raise the dead and have a raising the dead team. We will break the hold of poor mental health in people's lives, so that people can have the mind of Christ. We will work with the NHS so that the health service can actually be about health and not about treating illness. So our health service at the moment is struggling. We know we just got to look at it. And we know that there are many ways that we can reach out to people through working alongside the NHS, and I've gone over, so I'm stopping now. If you want to join me, if you want to change the atmosphere with health, then please do.
The media mountain is about producing and using all kinds of media, all kinds of resources to spread the news of the kingdom of God as far and wide as possible. Or we could say it is to get the message out there, no matter how, no matter what, just to get it out there. The goal is to help establish and spread the kingdom of God here in our area, in the footprint, in Barnstable, in the UK, and to the ends of the world. A few examples of media: videos, teaching series, articles, live streaming, websites in different languages, blogs, social media, books, posters, leaflets, broadcasting, and so on, and so on. There's lots more. Whatever message we produce or send out, it always is with these purposes in mind: to awaken individual people and whole nations to the sound that God has been sending out for quite a while now, and to deep intimacy with Him. To call them into who they really are, into their identity as sons of God, and their destiny to rule with Him, to equip them to be able to reign and rule, and to empower them or to help them to live a supernatural lifestyle. And that basically is our blueprint. Media is an immensely powerful tool, and I think there are many, many out there who are using it for negative purposes. We want to counteract that and get the truth out. What we have been doing so far in media is a tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of what can be done and of what will be done in media. And that's why we are looking for many, many more to join us. I'm looking all around here. You can either join us just to help us with the many, many things that are to be done, or definitely on our 7 sub-mountains. There are 21 vacant thrones waiting for you. And our sub-mountains are the written, audio-visual, music, angels, evangelism, pioneering and networking. And they're all still to be discovered and put into practice. I personally must say, I'm looking forward to things that we are not doing yet at all, which would be live streaming, writing, recording, and publishing music, and other creative and artistic things like performance, dance, flags, whatever. It's all media. There's honestly no end to the possibilities of media. So wherever you fit, you can see where you fit, and you can ask us questions next time.
Okay, so I'm here talking about the Freedom Apostolic Resources Mountain. So the bench of three for the mountain are myself and Mike and Veltrout. So if you have any questions, ask any of us, or leave them until next week if you want to, it's up to you. So what is the Freedom Apostolic Resources Mountain all about? Well, although you might think there's a clue in the word resources, it's really more about relationship. It's on drawing people together in relationship with God and with one another, locally, nationally, and all around the world, and looking to equip them and release them into their destiny. So firstly, we want to help people to engage with God personally, by experience, so that they can come into a really intimate relationship with him. Then we want to equip them to fulfill everything that God has for them in their lives. So there are lots of different ways we might do that equipping, through the kind of stuff that Valtrout was talking about, written materials, recorded audio, video resources, and so on, but also, and mostly, through personal contact, whether with groups or with individuals. And you know, we're no longer restricted to people that we can meet with physically. We can actually now meet online. So the world is our oyster, really. So God intends for all of us as his children to partner with him in the family business, which is restoring creation to its original intention and purposes. And he releases heavenly blueprints and mandates so that can happen. We're looking to help people to receive those blueprints and mandates and begin to take up the authority that God has given them in their own lives and in their cities and countries and around the world. So as you know, we're going to begin meeting together in discipleship groups based on the four faces of God, and we resonate with the face of the eagle. So what we'll bring to that is our heart to help gather, connect, impart, and release people into their destinies, to equip and release the Joshua generation, both practically here on earth and by legislating for it in heaven, and to contribute to the ever-increasing nature of God's kingdom by equipping more and more people to recognize and rule in the spheres of government that they have. So to sum up, we want people, wherever they are, to have their own experience of operating in the realms of heaven and bringing heaven to earth. If that resonates with you, if that's your heart as well, then you can read more in our brochure, which is in the pack, or come and talk to us. And the Freedom Apostolic Resources Mountain may be the one for you.
I'm Graham. I represent the Freedom Mountain. Well, and for me, the complete picture of freedom is Jesus. Freedom is to act out God's fullness within his boundaries. We connect to the eagle face. Freedom is about knowing that freedom in God. It's about freedom to know your destiny. Freedom is spoken of in Isaiah 61, where it talks about setting the captives free, setting the prisoners free, and releasing them from the bondage, from stuff, from addictions, freedom to discover your destiny, freedom from self-consciousness, freedom from freedom to be and be able to share the good news, freedom to share the good news when in situations you don't feel like it, you don't think you've got the words, you don't think, but if that's that freedom to be able to act out and to hear God and to present God to somebody and to present that life-giving force. Freedom is to use the things that we have, the tools that God's given us, through using things like the courts, things, lie busting, all of these things are tools that God's given us to bring us into freedom, to bring us into a place that where we can worship unreservedly, and we can worship from a place of freedom. That means we can get rid of those shackles on our feet and get rid of those shackles on our hands, and we can represent him and worship him in fullness and in completeness. Freedom is to know freedom from injustice. Freedom. We have two other sub-mountains also with which Tracy is on liberty and Mick is on justice. So we have two people representing. But we have the desire to see people walk into freedom, to set them free by using ministry and through activating, through activations. God has shown us quite clearly over the months that God can use activations to bring things to bear, to give us opportunities to seek that healing and wholeness, bring things from our past, because we need to be free from our past. We need to be free to represent God. We need to be free to bring that flavor, to bring that resonance, to bring that light, to bring freedom. I have on the Freedom Mountain, I have the symbol of the trident, which brings three rivers. And those three rivers are repentance, forgiveness, and healing. And those three rivers bring us into the freedom of God and what God has got for us. I have no idea how many minutes I've been speaking, so I guess there's freedom in that as well.
Good news, Martin, you get a double act here. So I'm going to speak a little bit and then Davison's going to speak a little bit. But the good news, Martin, is all about seeing people reconnected to God. It's all about sharing the good news that no one is exempt from God's love, and no one is too far gone that they can't feel God's love. What we resonate with is Isaiah 58 and 61. So you can read those two scriptures in your leisure because they are quite lengthy, but they do talk about freedom. They talk about exchanging, and that's what the Good News Mountain is all about. It's exchanging the good, no, it's exchanging the old for the new. That's my noise around. And it's exchanging all the negative stuff that you have in this world for all the positive stuff that God has for you, and finding your destiny and who you are in that destiny.
Need to say much, really, don't I? Our mountain is just about love, really. It's about God's love. God is love. And he demonstrated that love in Jesus. So really, it's about connecting people to Jesus and to that love and having a fresh start, knowing identity. Some of the things that God has given us authority that we feel really passionate about is A, to see people reconnected to in relationship to the Father through Jesus. And as Emma said, that means absolutely everybody. And God has told us that our mandate is to release unrestricted warriors who know their identity and authority in Jesus to rule from a place of intimacy with their Father. Because we all have hindrances from our past, from our childhoods, from our relationships, from our DNA, from our generational lines. But God's heart is that we are able to be set free from all of that, not to live in guilt, condemnation, or shame, but to come into the identity of who God created us and always intended us to be. So we to see people set free, to embrace and outwork their destiny, to see people healed in body, soul, and mind. And we feel really strongly about injustice. And one of our mandates is to see unrighteousness and injustice overturned in people's lives. When things have just not been fair, to come into really what God has for them in the first place. And to promote a culture of honour, because we are all so different. And it's okay to be different because God created you unique. so to promote a culture of honour where all will feel loved and accepted so they can find their place of destiny in God, and to promote the divine exchange that Emma said about. So that's us. We're a bit dipsy. We laugh a lot. We do have fun. There's obviously a lot more which is in the brochure, and you can talk to us and ask us, but really it's a mountain based on the love of God and knowing Jesus.
I represent the Harmony Mountain here with Karen and Sam, and I think, am I the last one to speak? All right, Mike. But Harmony is a mountain that sort of covers everything, so I keep hearing people saying things and I'm like, oh yeah, that's us. But the Harmony is the mountain that actually glues it all together. So a definition for Harmony is wholeness, fullness of who you are, spirit, soul and body in harmony, peace, rest, knowing and destiny. So Harmony is to do with being aligned with and being in tune with and resonating with something else. So as temples of the Holy Spirit, we are houses of God. We have Christ dwelling in us. So we want to be resonating with the same frequency as God. We want God's frequency to change and influence who we are and the sound that we make, and for that then to go out and change and influence the world around us. We also want our body, soul, and spirit to be in harmony together. So we're three parts, just as God is three parts, and they flow together in harmony and they resonate together. And we want our body, soul, and spirit to flow in unison, to be making a sound that sounds like God. So we don't want there to be disunity, as this leads to lack of peace, disconnection with God, and ill health. So we want to promote unity so that we have connection with God, so that we feel well, so that our bodies are well, so that our soul is well. So when we have this connection with God, we discover our true identity in Him. And through this process of restoration and healing, we become reconciled with ourselves and with God. And we experience His grace and mercy, and we are restored to a place of peace where we begin to make a new sound. So a lot of harmony is to do with the sound that we make and connecting with other people and expressing that sound in different ways. So Sam is our musician, so he does things that are musical, and he's released a track that helps us to connect with God. Harmony is also about healthy relationships with one another. So we want to promote healthy relationships with one another. We have declarations that declare those healthy relationships, because when we experience God's love for ourselves and we know who we are, then we're able to love ourselves, we're able to love each other, and we're able to forgive both ourselves and each other. And then when we are honouring each other's differences, we can then come together and actually create a symphony and a beautiful sound, because we're all different, but we're all creating the sound that God has ordained for us. So when we are vibrating at a certain frequency, that higher frequency that God has created for us, we feel happier, we feel more peaceful, we're able to think clearly and intuitively. It's the place where worship flows. We feel connected with God. We feel more peaceful with ourselves, and our bodies feel healthier. And we will be interested in exploring ways of resonating at a higher frequency. So that's part of what we do. We want to seek ways to change our sound to flow with God. So this can be through just direct connection with God. When we know who God is and how He feels about us, and we have relationship with Him, that changes how we relate to ourselves and how we relate to other people. But there are also therapeutic ways which can affect our frequency. So we're interested in looking at healthy eating, using essential oils, sounds that are all sorts of sounds, music, just this, releasing the sound that we make. We're into vibrations, light, meditation, all of these things that just change who we are and the sound that we make. And we desire to reclaim and rediscover all that God intended for us, that the world is now using, but actually belongs to us and was originally ours. So that will also be part of what we're doing, is to just rediscover what has been taken from us. So the Harmony Mountain is about is a place of connection and alignment. So if you feel that you resonate with anything that I said, please join us.
That everyone is kept to their 3 minutes, or even less, some of them, so give me even more. Basically, as a whole body, as a group, the Venture 7 is responsible for the environment that we are in, and this mountain is related to that, but it's not actually the bench, but a mountain associated with the whole environment of the church. So I've sort of titled it Destiny Mountain. And really it's to do with our identity, sonship, belonging, equipping, discipleship, ministry, transformation, being living stones. And how we can help each other come into and understand that and be part of it. So our sort of general mandate for this group is to helping people begin a new life through fresh start, helping people hear God's voice and see what the Father's doing so they can live in that in their daily lives, helping people find where they belong and fit as living stones, to minister to people to help remove the hindrances that stop us understanding our identity and authority, destiny, helping with the transformation of spirit, soul, and body, helping people mature as sons of God through the equipping track. We have various teaching things and we'll have more to help people mature and grow, and really helping people find their positions in kingdom government. So we have, in a sense, a lot of to do with how to help people find where they fit and belong, helping in that way. So the whole heart of the group, and we are associated with the man, the priestly function, along with Good News and Harmony, and that whole area really is to, that priestly function is really to connect people with God and with each other. And so the heart is to engage God in intimacy and experience his love, to build relationships of trust with God and each other, to help people rule as sons of God, to engage the heavenly realms as sons of God, and to reach out and reveal God to the world around us. And there are sort of 7 sub-mountains to this: belonging, fresh start, ministry, equipping, discipleship, human resources, transformation. And this is sort of like the HR, the human resource mountain. It's like helping all the other people fit in where they're supposed to be, whether that be through ministry, teaching, equipping. And so the group really is to encourage and help each other find where we can be living stones and fulfill God's destiny for us and help that corporately. So if you resonate with that, then you can come and talk to whoever it is who's going to represent that next week, probably me, but it could be someone else by then, because we have vacancies for a bench to be on this mountain and to think. So if you feel, wow, I'd really like to be part of that, then maybe you're the person who can come and represent this next week. So again, as everyone shared today, and I really appreciate what everyone shared, it's been really great. You'll see a lot of themes running through it, a lot of things which connect, because we're not independent, we're all working together. So we represent the whole of God's purposes together to outwork our blueprint and the plan that he's given us. So next week, come with questions. If you've got questions, take one of the packs, make sure you've read the brochures, see what everyone's saying in more detail, and that will help you find where you fit. And ask God. First and foremost, it's about where God wants you to be. And so when you resonate with something like that, it's connecting with God's destiny for you. Amen? Yeah?